we pray. O Holy Spirit, open our ears to hear, our minds to understand, and our hearts to believe all that the Bible teaches. Amen. Sunday night I was watching a documentary about Jewish soldiers fighting in World War II, fighting for America. At times during the documentary, they talked about their religious beliefs. And then one man came on who said that he abandoned his faith as a result of the war. The reason for this is that he saw soldiers praying to God, and then later saw them being killed. And for this reason, he believed that religion was all fake. Now, no doubt there are many people who are like this, people who judge things by what they see, or what they hear, or what they taste, smell, touch. They trust their senses to show them what is real and what is dependable. If they cannot grasp a thing with their senses, then it is not real to them. However, in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, God tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We are living in what is called the post-Christian era. Christianity is fading from the American landscape. Much of what is called Christianity is really no reflection of Christ nor of his teachings. Rather, it is a human version of religion to which the word Christian has been attached. A significant cause for this is what we saw regarding that man in the war, judging everything by the senses. Now, to be sure, God did give us our senses, and he gave them for a purpose, namely to evaluate the world around us, the physical world. However, in his arrogance, man has ascertained that the physical world is all that there is. From childhood, people are taught that the world came into existence by sheer luck, by accidents, by a series of mutations. In short, for so many, the only real world is the world that is the physical world. If they cannot see, hear, taste, touch, smell something, it doesn't exist. What the Jewish soldier heard, the prayers, and what he saw, the death, convinced him that God does not exist. And then come along guys like you. You know that there is a spiritual world. It is real to you. It cannot be seen, or touched, or tasted, smell, or heard. Do you see God right here, right now? Do you hear the rustle of angels' wings? When I tell you your sins are forgiven, do you feel the sins flying away from you? Do you smell what Paul calls the fragrance of Christ? And what about your taste? Do you taste the sweetness of Scripture? The psalmist says, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." The sensations of the spiritual world are not grasped by the physical body. Nevertheless, they are very real to us. There are times when I'm praying that I mentally picture Jesus standing behind me. Of course, I know that if I turned around, I wouldn't see him. Not with my physical eyes. So I just mentally picture him as I am talking to him. And I picture him with his hand of undeserved love resting upon my shoulder. But I don't feel it. Now, some people may call this blind faith. As they understand it, our kind of faith is blind. Blind to reality. But isn't this the nature of faith? Trusting in the unseen? Jesus said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." And our text tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith gives substance. This has substance to it. Jesus, forgiveness, righteousness. You can't reach out and touch those things. But by faith, those things have just as real and perhaps more real substance than this lectern. Forgiveness is very real. Jesus is very real. The real presence of the body and blood of Jesus Christ in the Lord's Supper is very real to us. Even though all that we taste is bread and wine. Do we need evidence? Faith is the evidence of things not seen. But faith doesn't just exist in a vacuum. Faith needs something to cling to. You need to trust in something. Faith clings to the Word of God. The Word of God gives the ability to see the unseen, the invisible, to hear the inaudible, to touch the intangible. Blind faith is not blind. In fact, it is the only characteristic that truly sees things as they are and hears and understands. Although the eyes and ears and touch of the people of this world do function, those people are the ones who are blind and deaf. It is not faith that is blind, it is unbelief. And such blindness is creeping through so-called Christianity and so-called Lutheranism. Relatively few are left who still see and hear and can reach out with the fingers of faith and touch their Savior. For the eyes, as Jesus said, the hearts of these people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes. Yours and yours and yours out there watching in the classroom and watching on your computers at home and on your cell phones. Blessed are your eyes. For they see, and your ears, for they hear. And beyond that, blessed are your eyes, for your physical eyes will soon see God, and your ears will hear the choirs of heaven. And I now invite the angels in heaven to join us in singing hymn 423, verse 6. 423, verse 6.